Good morning and welcome to Tip TV Finance. This is the morning show. It is the 24th of February. Happy Friday to all you viewers. I'm joined by Zach Mir this morning. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. I'm very excited by the latest results from RBS.
Indeed.
I'm looking it up and I'm doing a lot of research here. Apparently, the taxpayers lost £23 billion on RBS. I think that money could have been used in a better way, perhaps at the NHS or perhaps helping MPs in their retirement plan or just waste throwing it in the bin. That would have been also equally constructive. But I think that's nobody's had the courage or the conviction to change that bad idea.
Yeah. I think the government have a 72% holding in RBS. They're now down to about a 2% holding in Lloyds, the bank that's making profit. Is that bad trading by the UK government?
Well, I think the concept of bailing out the banks is still one that hasn't really been properly discussed. I suppose the best example maybe was the good bank, bad bank of Northern Rock. But even then, I think once the initial situation was stabilised in 2008, then they should have been dismantled, really.
Moved away from it, yeah. Well, let's have a look at the headlines. And I think starting off with RBS, which has hit the tapes this morning, it's difficult to announce that sort of loss, particularly one of the magnitude, $7 billion, says Ewan Stevenson's Royal Bank of Scotland CFO this morning. This is the ninth consecutive loss-making year, a cumulative black hole of $58 billion following the $45.5 billion government bailout received in 2008.
It also reminds me, what do these people get paid for? What's the CEO getting paid for? What's the CFO getting paid for? For counting such a big number.
Yes, indeed, making sure the number's correct, that big. We're talking big numbers here. Okay, let's move on. That's RBS there. Speaking in London yesterday, ECB chief economist Peter Preet said, fake news can flourish nowadays. The outcome of the UK referendum can be partly attributed to the decades-long development and spread of negative popular narratives about European integration. So is he saying that the referendum result was caused by fake news, this Donald Trump fake news we're hearing a lot about?
I think the reason the referendum went the wrong way is because people here looked at what's happened in Europe over the last 10, 15 years. They see, you know, unemployment at 40% in the youth of Spain. They see most of Southern Europe totally in the bin economically. And they say, well, that model doesn't work. And also the other issue is, which is my favourite sort of talking point at the moment, is that by the time we leave in 2 years' time, it could very well be the case that there's no EU left. France will have left, or Holland will have left, or various countries may have left. And so the party will be over anyway.
Leaving a party when it's already finished.
Exactly, that's the one, yes.
Okay, moving on. Short-term bullish and mid-term bullish short-term indicators remain in good positions, consolidating this week. All still offer fair upside potential. Medium-term breadth indicators remain healthy with general uptrends.
I think this is fine on the S&P. I mean, obviously the trend has been very strong. I think the problem with these situations is that the trend continues. Just when you become relaxed, that's when the rug is pulled. So yes, it could continue to 2,500, but just be very aware and don't overextend yourself.
Mm-hmm. So when it sells off, it could come off quite hard.
I think you've got to go in stages and get out in stages, so you're not left overexposed, because that's the problem, you know, you have with these markets.
Definitely. Moving on, economic calendar fairly light and weak, nothing really market moving there. Of course, CPI coming out of Canada, US new home sales, and I think we've got a Baker Hughes rig count due out later today, but nothing really market moving today. No. Quiet day.
No.
So we'll skip that. And FX sentiment powered by Rwanda.
Interesting there, going very long of the euro, which has bounced basically since on the hope, I suppose, earlier in the week that Marine Le Pen will not become president. There's a sort of coalition in the centre there. Not sure whether that'll work or not. And then also quite a flip short to the short side in sterling, down 5% there. People there changing their positions, even though the cable's just basically in the same range. It's been 124, 126 for the last two, 3 weeks.
Okay, moving on. S&P 500 Energy Index. We've seen a lot of the energy stocks kind of trading off a little bit over recent days. Rebound from rising trend line support and 200 EMA likely amid oversold momentum and breadth indicators.
Yeah, we just got to go with the trend here. Not so, I have to say that doesn't look like a particularly good start to the year so far. I wouldn't guarantee that that trend line will hold, but at the moment, going with the trend is the way to go.
Okay. Next up, trade of the day, Victrix, which I think is a polymer company. I don't really know it too well, but rising trend line, breach, bearish indicators.
Yes, probably back down to the recent support. Former resistance, the objective there, 1770, set around current levels, and the stop above 1910 makes sense on a simple trading basis.
Good, good. And next up, broker recommendations. Talk us through that.
Just picked out BAE Systems, shares rising very strongly. Barclays Capital just adjusting their wrong recommendation, which is underweight, raising their targets. Always a good acknowledgement that you've been caught out. Mm-hmm. Drug stocks seem to have stabilized a bit after the scares with Trump and Clinton threatening that sector. So that just reminds us that Hikma is on the front foot there. And then finally, Compass Group. That's just most rather obscure companies today, but Compass Group overweight still at Barclays.
And no price target there.
No price target there, so they're obviously not quite sure where it's going at the moment, so there we have it.
Okay, brilliant. Well, that rounds up this morning. Zach, thank you very much. Have a good day.